You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And hello, everybody. Welcome. How y'all doing? How's everybody doing? Y'all doing all right? I am wonderful. I really am wonderful. And you know why I'm wonderful? Because you're listening to me. I really am. I'm feeling so good just because you have your radio, your internet. You know, we don't have the dial anymore. You have your computer screen or your cell phone tuned in to your spiritual GPS to success. I am so excited. Thank you very much. I am honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Well, I got to get used to saying it. I used to say my whole middle initial, and I got to get back to that. My wife, she's one of my marketing experts, and I'll put the L there. So Dr. Michael L. Mosley, I am happy to be here with you all on today. Just excited. I really am very excited. You're going to understand why, because of who my guest is today. Yeah, but it's one of my dear friends. But before I do that, I want to thank those of you so much for contacting me. Some of you have emailed me. Some of you have texted me. I guess that's the new way. Or messaged me. I guess that's the way they say it. They message me on Facebook. Thank you very, very much from all over the globe. I really do appreciate you for tuning in to the radio program. Also, just sending me a message of love and support. I do appreciate you, and thank you. Thank you to all my dear friends at iHeartRadio and, of course, my family at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Boy, I am so excited. And you all know what? This month, this recording is taking place in September of 2020. Now, this is a very momentous month for me. And y'all, I'm going to tell you this straight up. I need prayer. I need good energy. I need good vibrations. September has always been a very beautiful month because it's my birthday month. It really is. It's my birthday month. But also, this was the month that my mother transitioned. And so therefore, I'm having some bittersweet moments. But I'm going to make it now. I'm going to make it. And I'm going to have to talk to my friend. One of my life coaches. They're coming on in just a moment. But also, this month has been a special treat for me because I have been blessed and honored to be on the cover of the Law of Attraction Radio Magazine. Yay! I done made it big time, y'all. I done made it to the cover. So I am so excited. Listen, if you hadn't gotten a copy of the Law of Attraction Radio Magazine, please do that. Please get a copy. If you need, you can go to my website. You can contact the Law of Attraction Radio Network. There, make sure you're able to download a copy of the magazine. All right. Yeah, you can see my face on there. I look good, too. But listen, I am so excited. I can't wait. I tell you what, I have a dear friend of mine. She is known all over the globe, more so than I am, and she is my dear friend. Many of you already know her. She's your life coach. She's your friend, too. She's your cheerleader. Sometimes she's your trainer. Sometimes she can be that mean trainer. Get up. You can do this. But all the time, she is just a joy. We are so grateful to have with us on today, Miss Constance Arnold. Now, listen, she is here, and she is going to be talking with us on today, so we are so excited. Listen, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm coming right back, and I'm talking with my friend, my life coach, Miss Constance Arnold. I'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere. You in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Now, you know, that's my elliptical machine workout. You know, that gets me going. That one gets me going. You know, I believe it's that plus a cup of coffee. I think that will help. You know, sometimes when I do a workout, I got to have something to look forward to afterwards. So I really like to go downstairs in my basement in the mornings, and so I can look forward to that first cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee until after my workout. That probably is not good, but it helps me to make it through. Sometimes you just got to have something to help you make it through. Well, this lovely lady has been part of that journey for me. She has been a great motivator, and of course, a dynamic friend. I moved to California a few years ago, and although I moved to California, I met her while I was in California. Now, California was a very challenging time for me. Beautiful, but challenging time for me. But this lovely lady resided in Atlanta, Georgia. And some kind of way, we hooked up and became friends, and she has been there for me every step of the way. And I guess, I don't know, maybe it was her prayer that pulled me to California. I don't know. One day I called her and said, "Constance, I'm moving to Georgia." So I'm so happy that we are dear friends. And ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome with me my dear friend, Miss Constance Arnold. Good morning, Constance. How are you?
I was a little sleepy, but you so excited. I woke up. How you doing, Dr. Mosley? I'm doing good.
I am excited for you. I am really excited to have you on with me on today. And you know what? It really, this started, our friendship started years ago when you heard about me. A mutual friend of ours introduced you to me or told you about me, and you contacted me to be on your show. And I did not know why. Now, this is interesting, because when my friend told me about you, I really in my heart said, I want to meet that lady. I didn't know why, but I just felt a divine, now I can say it was a divine connection. At that time, I didn't know really what it was. I just said, I just want to meet her. I just want to meet her. And I was so privileged when you contacted me, and I was a guest on your show, and we just stayed in contact ever since. So I want to say thank you for being a dear friend.
Well, you're so welcome. You know, I fondly remember that, and it's so interesting because after you told me you were going to move to Georgia, previously I had always lived on the north side of town, and my friends kept saying, "Constance, you need to come from the north side to the south side." So when we connected, I think we lived three exits from each other.
Yeah.
And I just felt led in my spirit to say to you during that time, I said, "Dr. Mosley, I feel like you and your wife and family need to come." I didn't know any of the details. I didn't even hardly know you that well. But in my, you know, the spirit always knows before our mind does. But I just felt led that you guys were supposed to be here.
And really, you were one of the ones that God used to motivate us to be here. And that's exactly who you are. You are a motivator. You are a motivator. You are an author, international radio talk show host, a success coach, and all of these accolades. And I'm just privileged to say she is a friend of Dr. Mosley. So I like to throw that in like that. She's a friend. You know, because you know, but honestly, now it sounds funny, but you know, everybody's not your friend.
Right.
Everybody's, right. You know, we may have acquaintances and all of that, but there are some people you just know, hey, that's my friend. They ride or die. Now, that is a real friend. So thank you for being that friend. Now, Constance, you are a life coach, a success coach. So tell me, how long have you been a life coach?
Okay, before we get to that, I would be remiss if I didn't say, you got it going on, Dr. Mosley. When I grow up, I want to be like you. Congratulations for being on the cover of the Law of Attraction magazine. You deserve it. You've helped people for years, and that speaks volumes about who you are. So when I grow up, I want to be like you. So,
but again, you have been that motivated. Now, listen, you know what? Honestly, it does seem like, well, they're playing ping pong. They give mm-hmm. one a compliment, the other will give a compliment. But iron sharpens iron. And Constance Arnold has really been that iron sharpener for me. And I'm very appreciative of you, Constance. But she was also on the cover a few months ago of the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And so I said, when I grew up, I want to be like her. Now, let's go to the scripture on that. The Bible says, mark the perfect man. In other words, it's okay to look at somebody that's doing something good and say, you know what? I want to do that. And because it motivates us to aspire to greater, it is. And so you are an inspiration to greater. And somebody that's watching or listening, rather, we should say, someone that's listening, please be confident and know that you are inspiring. Somebody's watching what you're doing. It may seem like it's in vain, but it's not. Because, Constance, how many shows have you done on your radio broadcast?
590 archive podcasts over 11 years. It might be 600 by now, but 590 for sure.
You mean you have done 590 shows?
And I only missed one Sunday, and that was the week that my brother died, and I just could not do so. I've had a new show for 590 times.
Good God. You deserve an award for that. Somebody call the Academy Award something, Tony or something. You deserve an award just for being faithful, just for being committed. Yeah. So now tell us, how long have you been a life coach?
Well, I've been a life coach. I'm a professional counselor, and for like 30 years, and I've been a life coach for, I call it a success coach, for about probably 20 years. And I chose to be a life coach because, you know, counseling deals with your past stuff and core beliefs, etc. But coaching is strategic. Coaching takes you from where you are to where you desire to be with strategic plans. And just in my own life, I think I became one, Dr. Mosley, because my own life was, as the kids say, just a mess. You know, I knew that I really wanted more, but seemingly I kept making the same choices. I didn't realize it then, but I had the same, I was repeating the same patterns. And so I think I became a counselor subconsciously because of my own searching in my own soul.
Well, now I noticed you mentioned something, how you were repeating the same patterns. Mm-hmm. And so maybe somebody that's listening right now, because that's something you just kind of jug my brain right there. Am I repeating the same pattern? You know, some people say, why I keep attracting the wrong people? Well, you just said, I always say, you just answered your question. You are attracting the wrong person. It's something about you that constantly keep repeating this pattern. So I need to make a change. If you want to change, you have to make the change. Is that safe to say?
Right. Well, see, your life is nothing more than your beliefs pushed out. And so whatever is manifesting or outpicturing in your life is really what your core beliefs are about who you are. And so, Dr. Mosley, we make choices from our subconscious, and our subconscious drives 90 to 95% of our behavior. So if we got core beliefs, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not worthy, we don't know we have these core beliefs. I didn't know it. But when I kept making the same thing, choices with men, with money, I said I had an M&M issue, and I ain't talking about the candy, a men and money issue. It was my core beliefs around I'm not worthy for money, you got to marry somebody rich to get money, or in relationships, my self-esteem was really low. I didn't know that, but you can always tell how you truly feel about yourself by your repeated behavior patterns and choices.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. And that lovely lady is the very talented, the success coach, Miss Constance Arnold. We'll be right back. And we're going to find out some things about some choices that she made. Because you know what? At one time, she couldn't walk. We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back, everybody. Mm-hmm.
both been there before. It's just a chance. Every lover takes to find romance. If it's love, it's searching for.
You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And don't forget now, go to the website. That is the website, Dr. Michael Mosley, all right? DrMichaelMosley. And look, listen, what you need to do, I'm trying to talk clearly now. What you want to do is get a reading with me, okay? Would you do that? Get a reading with me, and I just believe that we can help one another in this pandemic. Hey, you know what? There's still a purpose. There is still a plan. There is still a strategic way for you to achieve the success that your heart desires. So go by and visit DrMichaelMosley.com. And right now, I'm going back to this lovely lady who is just, she's just phenomenal. She's an author, international radio talk show host, a success coach. I mean, she's all of that. And that is Miss Constance Arnold. Now, Constance, before we left to go on a little break, you were talking about your M&M problem, meaning right. And money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're the only one I've ever heard that put it like that. M&M. I think I'm going to buy you some M&M's for Christmas. I'm going to get you some M&M's.
Oh, no, I've been eating too many of those during the pandemic. I don't need no more of those, Dr. Mosley.
So tell us, now, because there are other people that have the M&M problem, you know, and you know, men and money. So what did you do to change that M&M problem?
Okay, so it may be men, it may be, let's just say, because we know you have a lot of male listeners, if you have the same problem in choosing relationships, career, you always get fired from your job, you always choose people who don't love you back, you always get money and you spend it so easily. Those repeated patterns to me were an indication that it's inside of me. Even though consciously I said that I desired love, subconsciously I always chose men who needed help. Well, I need for you to help me with a business plan. You know, I need for you to, I used to be rich, Constance, but now I lost everything. So I always chose those kinds of relationships. And even Dr. Mosley, when I got married, I chose a man with money, but I chose a man a lot older than me because subconsciously I felt like I needed to have somebody to take care of me, if you get it. And so I'm just saying to listeners, whatever your core beliefs are, and your core beliefs come from your childhood, from your repeated experiences, and they are like tattooed on your subconscious, and you make your choices from that. So I kept making the same choices with money, made a lot of money, made millions, spent it. I would take you, Dr. Mosley, your family, your cat, your dog, your cousin and everybody on a cruise, and I would pay for it because I still had a poverty and not worthy consciousness. So for me, my change came when I went to support groups that dealt with my inner issues around codependency. I did a 12-step group. So I healed my soul in those support groups. And from the healing of my soul, I was able to make wise decisions. Because if you're making choices from a wounded soul, those choices are not going to be good. So it was my support groups, my therapy that really brought healing to my soul, and my choices changed.
I like that you made the choice. You actually attended. Well, first of all, you made up in your mind that I want help. I want out of this. I want to change. And you then took the initiative to involve yourself in that change. Now that I have to congratulate you on. So many of us, we say, I want to change, but, you know, and then we say, well, I don't know where to start. But right now, even by listening to this program, to this broadcast, somebody, I believe you're getting a little bit of insight. Just what we say now, Google it, research it, connect with people that have made that change. And that's why I want to encourage you, connect with Constance Arnold. Connect with, she has been that, done that, and, you know, she's moved on from there, and you can too. You can achieve the life that you want. Somebody else is saying, you know what, I'm not really worthy of all this. I shouldn't even have this. But now, Constance, let's go. You said you were married before.
Yeah, I was married. And let me talk about choices. Even though I was a therapist, I knew I needed help because I was sick and tired of making the same choices. So I went to support group every Monday and every Thursday. Of course, later on, I facilitated a lot of those groups, but I realized that I wanted to make better choices. So my core belief was, if you want money, you have to marry it because you can't have your own. And I didn't marry for money. I married for love. But subconsciously, looking back on it, I was looking for someone to rescue me, take care of me. I had the Cinderella complex. That means somebody come and rescue me, because you never choose any higher than how you see yourself or how you view yourself. And your choices are a reflection of your core beliefs. And so, yes, I was married, and it was good. But of course, you know, I don't have anything to negative say about it, but I grew from that. That's when I felt like the Spirit opened my eyes as to who I was and that I did need some help. Now, if you saw me from the outside, I had it going on. I had this and that. I was teaching and training. But inwardly, I knew that way deep down, there was a little self-esteem issue.
Now, so being married, and you just said you had it going on, and mm-hmm. you looked good on the exterior. But now, with all of that being stated, how did you find the courage to exit that marriage that was, I assume that was toxic for you? How yeah. did you, because someone else is saying, well, you know, I got this, I got that, you know, people look at me as if I got it going on, and but inwardly, I want out. I'm not happy. This is toxic for me. I'm not getting my dreams, my goals. How did you, I guess, get the nerve to even exit something like that?
Oh boy, looking back on it, it had to be nothing but God, because the day that I got married, Dr. Mosley, I heard this voice say, "Don't do it." And I feel like there was a spirit talking to me. But what happened while I was in the marriage, I just began to awaken. I began to read more. I was going to therapy myself. Now, here I am, a therapist now, but I was going to therapy myself. And I just realized that it would not work. And when I had the strength, plus I got a strong daddy, I called my daddy. And I told him what was going on, and he said, "Put him on the phone." You know, my daddy don't play. He didn't play Dr. Mosley. I'm his only girl. And somehow I got the strength, and I left. I didn't sign a prenup. For all my ladies out there, big mistake. I left with no money, only with my clothes, and I tell people, with my Weight Watcher skillet. You know, I've always been in that way. That's all I had. And I came back to Atlanta, and I remember I got a one bedroom apartment, and I slept on a cot. But it was something in me that says, this transitioning will catapult you to levels that you won't ever know. So I would say it was God. It was my therapy. So I woke up. And when you wake up and you're in a different consciousness, you can't stay in the same place.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Constance Arnold, and somebody right now, you want to make better choices. You're looking at your life. You're driving on the freeway. And you're saying, you know what? if Constance can do it, I can do it too. I want to make better choices. Listen, we'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success, and we are ready to make better choices. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. Listen, have you booked your reading? Have you booked your next reading session with me? Please, all you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. That's all you got to do. Text the word reading to 40691, and you too can have a reading with Dr. Michael Mosley. And listen, are you ready to make better choices? Are you really? Now, hearing this lovely lady talk, it's inspiring me that if you really want to make a change, you got to make a change. You got to do this. You got to stop waiting on somebody to make the change for you. Hopefully you're being invigorated with great strength to say, you know what? I can do it. Why? Because Constance Arnold, she did it. And she's doing it right now. She is coaching. She's teaching. She's inspiring. She's uplifting. She's doing it all. And if you want to know more about Constance, all you got to do is go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Fulfilling your purpose. But you can do like I did and just Google her name, Constance Arnold, and you'll see all of this wonderful stuff about this lovely lady. Constance, now we talked about how we want to make better choices. And you do a lot of coaching. In fact, you got an event that's coming up really soon. Tell us about that.
I have an event coming up on Saturday and Sunday, September the 19th and the 20th. And it's called Shift and Manifest. And basically, 10 people on Saturday, 10 people on Sunday, so that people can receive my one-on-one coaching in real time. Of course, it's virtual. And basically, the whole premise of the seminar is that you're not going to manifest. You will manifest something, but you're going to keep manifesting the same thing until you shift your paradigm. Your paradigm is just your core beliefs, like I talked about. Your paradigm is what you truly believe down in your heart and your soul. And so once you shift that, because your paradigm is your subconscious, and once you reprogram and shift your paradigm, then you will be able to manifest what you desire. So I'm going to help people develop a 30-day baby step action plan to shift and to develop some action steps to move them from where they are to where they desire to be. But you know, Dr. Mosley, consciously, I wanted more money, and consciously, a lot of your listeners might want a better life, but subconsciously, where those paradigms are, that's what needs to change so that the manifestation can happen in their lives. So it's going to be fun. 10 people. You can go and register on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. After it gets over 10, you know, I'll shut it down, because I want that intimacy, that one-on-one, and for folk to experience my real-time coaching.
Awesome. So now, you're dealing with people that want to change in their life, and to change that paradigm that they have in their core beliefs. And I can understand that they have some issues in their core belief. You know, that I want to be married, but inwardly, I don't think I'm pretty enough, or I don't think I'm thin enough. I'm not cute enough. You know, sometimes we have these issues, and so therefore it takes us out of that marital status in our minds. So I want to know, you've been coaching for a long time. You've been a therapist mm-hmm. as well. Is there a particular specialty that you have in your coaching, or a special problem that you deal with people that come to you? Is there a certain group of people that should make sure that they get to Constance Arnold?
Well, you know, I coach people on 5 continents, not bragging, just truth. And I coach people from CEOs to the housewife. And I do the same thing with everybody. A lot of my celebs, they're like, I just want to coach. I never coach until I counsel you first. So I feel like my niche is I'm going to always take a look at what your core beliefs are around what you desire. I'm going to always take a look at your childhood, because your childhood has really formed your core beliefs and have over time created your paradigm. So a great example of that would be, I use me. When I first started my business, my paradigm was, I just want to help people. So I really did not charge people what I should have, because my core belief was, well, I just want to help people. And so it was, I knew who I was. I had my master's degree since I was 21, maybe 20, I think 22. But my core belief was, you're good, but you shouldn't be charging that amount of money. So I had to go inwardly, because every change is from the inside out, and learn there should be a mutual exchange of money for your goods, products, and or services. I coach a lot of people who, you know, I don't know what to charge. So once again, that was my money issue and my worthy issue. So, you know, in a nutshell, I feel like my niche is identifying what those core beliefs are, shifting and changing, and then we can develop strategies, because we got to always remember that when you change from the inside, your outside world will really be pushed out according to that new belief system. See, everybody consciously wants stuff, but they haven't changed. It's like somebody who wants to lose weight, but their core belief is, I can't do that. I try Weight Watchers and everything else, and every time I do, I just stop. Until they begin to shift and change that, they'll have that repeated behavior. I think that's where people miss it. They try to do it from the outside. It's always inside out.
Wow. And you said quite a few things, and it really does start with the internal inside mm-hmm. of you. I have a client myself, and in fact, an attorney, a very successful attorney, that had an issue with charging. And mm-hmm. so there are people right now in business that are listening. You're manifesting your business, or you're trying to manifest greater opportunities for yourself. Well, you got to also see your value. And I had to tell that attorney, although they won so many cases, I said, I don't see how you still don't believe in yourself. And they're like, I do believe in myself. I said, no, you really don't. You don't see your value. And we have to see our value. Somebody right now, I want you to write that in your notes. I need to look at my value. And I told one of my clients, I tell them, go back and look at your resume. Look at your resume and see what you have accomplished. Even getting that master's degree, it took some effort. Getting that doctorate degree, it took some effort. Maintaining a household in this pandemic is taking a great effort. No matter what you're doing, you're succeeding. You staying on that job and enduring all the different things that you had to go through, that takes an effort. I say this, Constance, don't discount anything. You have worked hard to maintain your mind, and your value is increasing because of what you have done. So we got to check our value. We got to check our core beliefs. Is that right, Ms. Arnold?
Right. Can I say something?
Yes.
And see right now, Dr. Mosley, if people would just wake up to, you were created for times like these. What is your value? What is your worth? What do you have right now that the world is really searching and looking for? What product, what idea, what goods, what services do you have that you can share that nobody else can do it like you do it? And so that's almost an awakening to the value that's on the inside of all of us.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the international radio talk show host. She's a success coach. She's an author. She's Constance Arnold. Think about that. What is your value? What do you have right now that could bring forth great change in the hearts of so many people? Think about that. We'll be right back. Tune in your spiritual GPS to success. I am very fortunate to be your spiritual life coach, and I want you to text the word reading to 40691 to schedule your next reading with me. Yeah, schedule your next reading with me. Now, somebody said, Dr. Moses, I don't know how to do all that texting numbers and all that. Lady did call me. I said, well, can you go to my website? I said, well, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right. And then she said, well, I put in your name, but then some doctor out of Britain came up. I said, that ain't him. So listen, that's why I said I got to start using Dr. Michael L. Mosley. But text or go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. All right. DrMichaelMosley.com, and you're sure to get me. Now, if all else fails, call my office at 916-467-4448. That's 916-467-4448, and I am privileged to be able to talk to my friend on today, this lovely, lovely success coach, Miss Constance Arnold. And Constance, you have counseled and encouraged people all over the globe, and you've had so many clients helping us to understand about our core beliefs, because it really is true. We need to check our core beliefs. And you also said something that was really true. A lot of things are created when we are children. You know, my mama told me, eat all my food on my plate. So that's, so now, even though mm-hmm. you're an adult and you're trying to lose weight, I'm supposed to eat all of this Big Mac. I got to eat all of it. Can't leave none. I got to eat every fry, because that's what my mama taught me. So tell us, are there any success stories from any of your clients? Tell me one success story from one of your clients.
Oh, Lord. Let me just think of, okay, I'm going to say this one because I feel led to. I had a gentleman, I'm coaching him now. I have a gentleman. He is a president of this big Hispanic organization. And, but he had issues with his children because his inner issues were from childhood. You know, he was critical of them. He didn't mean to be. He didn't even know that all of that was impacting your children. I want to say to parents that, when you've been criticized as a child, you go grow up and be critical. So we went in and dealt with his inside stuff. His children had not been talking to him. You know, they're grown now. And I came up with some strategies for him to move from where he is. And so just recently he texts me and his children are saying, "Dad, I love you. You have changed," and they have reconciled. And I told him that's worth gold. And then professionally, since he is the president of this large organization, because he changed from the inside out, he dealt with his employees differently. He talked to them differently. And we dealt with his core beliefs around ego, around self-esteem. We dealt with his core issues around, "I gotta always be right." But we really dealt with his core issues around insecurity. So since those issues have been dealt with, and he is developing a new consciousness and self-image, his employees love him now. They see a big difference, etc. So here's a man, very powerful, and his personal and professional life has changed. Because for listeners, Dr. Mosley, it's always an inside job, and it's always you. It's not your job. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not somebody of the other race. It's you.
Wow. It is. It is you. I always go to that famous scripture, according to your faith, be it unto you. If you want to change, you have to make the change. So it's a great time in our lives to look at us. And in fact, would you agree that even in this pandemic, we've had to social distance ourselves and protect ourselves, but it gave or is giving us an opportunity to reflect within ourselves. Would you agree with that?
You know, I would. And people ask me, how did I do? I say, I had some lonely days. I've had some, oh my God, what's happening days. You know, I'm used to being on the road. But really, because I really couldn't go anywhere, I went inside. Me and God, me and spirit. I read more, I prayed more, I thought more. Just this morning, I just sat and I thought about wealth and the unlimited. I just sat for 5 minutes and thought on that. Whereas before, I would have been so busy. So really, this is a rich time. But I had to really shift my thinking and realize, no, I don't want to go back to the old normal, because God got something rich right here and now for all of us, if we'll just stop and be still and listen.
Now, I like that. I like you use the word shift. And now that's also, I believe, one of your key words for your upcoming event, to shift and manifest. Right. We got to shift our minds that change our way of thinking. And so that's what one of the things you're going to be dealing with in your virtual seminar. Is that
right? We're going to be shifting our mindset, our consciousness. We're going to be shifting the way we think. We know all creation begins with thinking. We're going to be shifting our feelings. We're going to be shifting our expectations. Wow. And so if you shift all of that, your manifestation has to change. But there can be a manifestation, but it's going to be the same thing. So shifting is powerful, Dr. Mosley.
Now you've written two books, and one I know is entitled, what is it, Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love.
Uh-huh.
Now some people got to shift to attract that. And I like that you put genuine love. What is one way that we can shift our mind to attract love? Because I got a client that, "Dr. Mosley, I want to be married. I want a husband. I want a husband. I'm tired of being alone." Well, I'm quite sure she's listening right now. What can you say that she needs to do to shift that mind to attract genuine love?
One thing she can begin to do, this is real simple, is to love herself, love her life, love where she is. And when she begins to do that on a consistent basis, it puts her in the vibration of love. She's vibrating that out, so she will attract more to her instead of needing, because you need to be the thing that you desire. So she needs to be love. And so it looks like that she's focusing more, her attention is more on what she don't have. But when she begins to focus on, I do have love. I do have a lovely life. I have a lovely job. I'm a lovely person. I'm grateful for my life. She's in the vibration of it. She radiates it out and it comes back to her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Constance Arnold. We'll be right back on your spiritual GPS to success.
Something without wanting love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. When the day that lies ahead of me seems impossible to face, when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Oh, you got to know. You got to shift your paradigm. You got to really change that core belief to say, you know what? It is a lovely day. I may be quarantined. I probably can't go out to the mall like I want to. But you know what? I have my right mind. I got something to eat. May not be a steak, but I got some hamburger meat. You know, it's a lovely day. No matter where you are in life, I love that Constance made a statement. You were groomed for this. You were put on this earth for, as we say in church, such a time as this. Because you know what? You have something that somebody needs. And maybe just your smile, your love, your inspiration, your idea, your motivation, because you are motivating somebody. You know that, right? Listen, I am Dr. Michael Mosley, but I'm not by myself today. I have this jewel of a lady. She is so phenomenal. And listen, if you need a life coach, you know, I want you to call her. I want you to get in contact with her. I just believe, I'm going to put a word out there, I guarantee you that she can help you, if you really want to be helped, that is. I guarantee you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad to have with me again, Miss Constance Arnold. Constance, it has just been a joy having you on today, and I hope you'll come back again. Now, you know, you my friend.
I will. I've had so much fun.
All right. Yeah, I know you my friend. Now, you only live two X's down the road. But I am so happy. Now, what has been a motivator for you? You know, you give so much. You even talked about that, about you were a therapist, and yet sometimes you needed therapy. And even last year, when my mother passed away, you were very, very kind to give me a call and say, hey, that's why I'm here. I'm your therapist. Whenever you need, just give me a call, and I'll walk you through some things. And she did. She was there. So everybody, therapists or not, everybody needs somebody to talk to or to guide them or just to be a sense of inspiration. So what motivates you? What keeps you going?
You know, I would say my support system, that I have two mentors that I coach with or that I talk to twice a month. I have great friends around me. I don't have to be on that. I can just talk and be real with. I think you said at the beginning of the program, iron sharpens iron. They make me think bigger. I can listen to them and be honest and vulnerable. So I would say my support system. I'm not trying to be this guru, this perfect woman, but just trying to be the woman that's on a journey. So I can be vulnerable, honest. I reach out for help and I ask for what I need.
I like that. I like, you know, sometimes you just, well, it was an old television show that says sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
I think it was Cheers. And that's I cheering. Always like that. You know, sometimes I don't feel like being Dr. Mosley. I just want to be Michael. But you can only be that with certain individuals.
Absolutely. And these are people, like I just schedule a lunch with a friend. I know that when I'm with her, I take my pad and pencil because she's going to say something powerful. We laugh, we play, we're like little girls. And so that brings balance into my life. I have lots of male friends, lots of female friends, and then I have my two mentors. So I'm not trying to be all of that and know everything and be perfect. I'm just a woman that's on my spiritual journey.
And you know, now I can attest to that. She really is. We'll be sitting out talking. We have gone to lunch a couple of times, and we were on our way to the cruise a year ago, I believe it was, and we was at an airport. And we was at the airport, and we just sitting down talking and getting ready to catch the next flight to go to where we're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, you know, she pulled out this pad. Ooh, that was powerful, Dr. Moses. She pulled out this, and with her markers, you got these colorful markers.
Oh, yeah.
She writes down things in certain colors, and she writes it big, too, in this big notebook. I'm like, you pack that thing everywhere you go? Uh-huh. And she'll write it down. She's a woman on her journey, and I think that's a good way for all of us to look at it. I am a human being on this journey. Now, Constance, you have interviewed countless of celebrities, countless of people. What has been your most treasured nugget that you have received from these people?
Oh my Lord. I'm gonna say the first thing that came to my mind was get clear about what you desire and you don't have to know how. Get clarity about what you desire. What do you desire for your life to look like? I guess the most prominent person that's ringing in my ears would be Jack Canfield. He just said, once you get clear, the whole universe conspires to come and help and assist you, and you don't have to know how. And almost everybody that's been on my show, Dr. Mosley, they say the same thing. Get clear about what you want. What do you want?
I like that. And you don't have to know how.
You just have to decide, do you want a cup of coffee or do you want some green juice? You know, it's like the menu of the universe that we can choose from. But when you choose, it changes your focus. It changes your attention. All of the resources, people, circumstances that you need in order to manifest that will begin to come into your life, because that's where your attention is, because your life always follows your intention.
Miss Constance Arnold, everybody, www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. What do you want? What do I want for dinner? I need to think about that. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I am with the one and only Miss Constance Arnold. All you got to do is get clear, get a clear idea of what it is that you want, and the universe really, they work to make it happen. So, you know, do you want fried chicken, baked chicken, broiled chicken? What do you want? What do you really want? I like that idea. Constance, you have really been a great help to me. Just get a clear, now sometimes the problem is I just don't know what I want. That's the problem sometimes when you go to a restaurant. Now, I think that's why buffets are so successful, because you have such a plethora of ideas. But have you ever gone to a restaurant of some people, you know, when they travel and they take you some of these wonderful places and you want to try everything, you know, just, it all looks good. But I just got to get an idea as to what I want, and then I have greater success. I'm going to have to keep that in mind. Everybody, what do you want? Do you want a better life? Do you want to make better choices? Do you want to really achieve massive success? Do you really want to be married, or do you just want security? What do you want? Well, I guarantee you, this lovely lady can help you achieve that idea. She can help you achieve your goal. All you got to do is contact her. Now, how can one connect with you, Constance? What do they need to do?
Okay. My website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. While you're on there, you can look at all of my coaching videos from my clients from all over the world. And you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. We will do a 20-minute discovery call to see if we are a vibrational match. And I have a guarantee, if you coach with me for a year, you will not recognize the landscape of your life after that time.
Ooh. I like that.
That's a guarantee.
That's a guarantee.
If you coach me for a year and you're willing to do the inner work,
that's true.
Will not recognize the landscape of your life after a year.
Find out if you are a vibrational match, because you know what I do teach this, that everybody is not meant for everybody. So you got to be willing to put in that extra effort and say, you know what? Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do it. I'm going to change my paradigm. I'm going to follow the strategic steps that you give me. You're going to be my coach. So listen, once again, now we know that you have your Shift and Manifest virtual coaching seminar. Can we go to your website as well and find out about that virtual seminar?
Right. You can go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. It's right on the front of my website. You can follow me on social media, Instagram, LOA Constance, Facebook, Coach with Constance, and Twitter, LOA Constance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Constance Arnold. Now, Constance, our time has really, you know, it's gotten shortened right now. We only got a few moments left. But what is something that you want to leave us with on today? And because we're so appreciative of your vast amount of knowledge and 590 shows. God, I've been
that makes you tired just saying it, right?
I'm telling you, 590. Jesus. Okay, what with all of that vast knowledge and Jack Canfield, Joe Vitale, Lisa Nichols, so many people that you have had the privilege of contacting and speaking with, what does Constance have to share with us as we get ready to close out today?
For everybody listening, you're a powerful manifester. All change begins with your thinking. Change your thinking, change your feelings, change your belief and your images. And you can create anything that you desire. It's an inside job.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is your life coach. All you got to do is go on to www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And there you will find Miss Constance Arnold. I bless God for you, all of you. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Don't forget also, go by drmichaelmosley.com or text the word reading to 40691. Schedule your next reading with me. And don't forget to go pick up the latest copy of the Law of Attraction magazine. I am so happy to be on the cover. Yeah, check it out on Facebook. All right, yeah, you'll see my face. I am so appreciative. I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love. But unfortunately, and maybe fortunately, so you can go over there and hear Constance Arnold on her Think, Manifest, and Believe. Is that right?
Think, Believe, and Manifest.
Think, Believe, and Manifest. But you know what, y'all? I'm not out of words, but I am out of time. I got to get out of here, but I love you so very much. Constance, thank you so very much for being on. We certainly appreciate you, and we continue to believe God for your greatest success. Stay on your path, your spiritual path, your spiritual GPS to success. We'll talk to you again next time, everybody. Blessings.